Rebbe asks in the Sicha Parshas Masi Tov Shimon Dalet. It's a Biram Pirkei Yovis. The Mishnah says, I think it's Perek Beis. I say that Tzayna Kirtzayn Chach. Batr Tzayna Chach. I say that Tzayna Kirtzayn Chach. Tesh Yaschach Tzayna Chach Kirtzayn. Make your will as if it's your will, so that he should make your will like it's his will. So the Rebbe asks a few questions. I don't have time to get into questions. The Rebbe's like this. I say that Tzayna make his will doesn't mean fulfill his will. Create his will. Through tefillah, not only you draw down, Chassidus speaks through tefillah, you draw down one, from one level to another level, right? You can say the same thing about Mashiach also, that Mashiach is already there, you have to draw him down, but this is more than that. Through tefillah, you create a new will, even something that Abishah didn't want to do until now, so to say, you create a new will. So the Rebbe says, L'moshel, it comes to Golos. You have to create a will by the Abishah, it should take you out of Golos. But Kirtzoincha, you want to create his will, it has to be that's your will. You're not saying it because someone told you to scream at Masi. You're doing it, that's your will. When a person could say, how dare I mix in the Eibishter's Ritzoinus? The Eibishter wants, he says no. Because the Eibishter's Ritzon is really your Ritzon. But you have to reveal, in a revealed way, the Eibishter's Ritzon seems that he wants the Golos. When you do Shreis at Masi Metanemus, you're Megala that this is the real Ritzon of the Eibishter. So a person could tell, how do I tell the Eibishter what to do? No, that's the Nakuda. The Eibishter wants you to bring that up. Anyway, fine. Dikir is Solzayim Bepoel Mamish.